Hi, good morning. Let's begin a Freilich and Purim to everyone. So today's daf is Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. You know what a zechus it is to learn the daf Yom Yom Purim? Because the Gemara says that when the pasuk in the Megillah says Kimu v'kiblu ayehudim, that the Jews literally Kimu, they upheld the Kibbul and they accepted upon themselves. So the Gemara says that the salvation of Purim led to almost like a second Kabbalah Satorah, and specifically a strengthening in the acceptance and observance of Torah Shabbal Peh. So what an amazing idea that the way we start off Purim day is by learning a little bit of Torah Shabbal Peh. But we'll speak more about Purim later. So the Gemara says, Gufa, first line on Lamed Aleph 31a, Gufa Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Moder. So remember again, the topic that we're in the middle of over here is the topic of, we'll call it, simultaneous liability. And this idea ultimately, again, of becoming liable for two acts, or I should say, for two punishments generated by the same act. And whether or not everyone agrees that if there's simultaneous liability, then we say kimle b'derabamine, but if the liabilities are generated in a non-simultaneous fashion, then lamaisi would be chayef twice. It says, the Gemara Gufa Amar Rav Chista, mod Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana begonev chalbo shel chaveiro v'ochlo. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana agrees that if you steal the chalev, the forbidden fat of your friend, and you eat it, meaning not the forbidden fat that belongs to your friend, and you eat it, shu chayiv, that you are chayiv. Why? Shekvar nischayiv b'gneva kodem shiavu l'dei isra chayiv. Because also remember again, that is not an act of simultaneous liability, because the two liabilities actually are generated at different times. I become chayiv for gneva when? At the moment that I take possession of the item, but I don't become chayiv for the chayiv until I actually go ahead and swallow the chaylev. So that would be a case where, again, I would be chayev for both the theft as well as the chaylev consumption. So the Gemara says, Lema pligid Rabbi Avin. So could it be that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana argues on Rabbi Avin? What did Rabbi Avin say? Do'am Rabbi Avin, hazorek chayetz mitchilas arba lesof arba. But it's a very interesting case. We had this in Masechet Shabbos. Someone shoots an arrow from the beginning of Dalet Amos until the end of Dalet Amos. Listen to this, I shoot an arrow. So my range isn't all that far. I'm a beginner. Right? So it goes Dalet Amos. But in the course of that Dalet Amos, Vikara Shiroin Bahalichaso, and I go ahead and I tear silk. In the course of the trajectory of that arrow. So remember again, I've done two things over here. I've moved an item for Amos in Rosh Sarabim, which is an act of carrying, and I've also gone ahead and destroyed someone's property. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Avin says, Potter. Again, Rabbi Avin says, Potter. Sha'akira tzorech hanochahi. Because again, Rabbi Avin, listen to this. So at first glance, before that last statement, we would have assumed, based on everything we've learned, that lemaisa, a person would be potter for such an act. Why would a person be potter for such an act? That a person would be chayev, I'm sorry. Because there are two different liabilities here. There's the act of Chilul Shabbos, and we would have assumed that when does Chilul Shabbos actually occur? When does Chilul Shabbos occur? Only when the arrow comes to rest after Dalet Amos. That's when Chilul Shabbos occurs. But Lemaisa, again, the destruction of my friend's silk occurs when? Literally as the arrow is flying through. So I would have thought that therefore I would be chayef twice. But yet Rabbi Avin says, no, I'm only chayef for the violation of Shabbos, i.e. skila, and I'm exempt for the financial damage perpetrated upon my friend. So the Gemara, why? Because he says, sha'akira tzorech hanochi. Because akira, the uprooting of the object, literally is tzorech hanocha, is a part and parcel of the item coming to rest. Now what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Sha'akira tzorech hanochi. Hilchach afagav dechiv mamon mikameh hanocha asile, even though financial liability. Even though financial liability comes before the item actually comes to rest, and therefore we thought Chilul Shabbos obein akira v'hanocha asile misa v'tashlum in boyin ke'echad. I'm reading Rashi. Sha'akira tzorech hanochahi. This is very interesting. So remember, the two bookends of an act of hotzah on Shabbos are akira, an uprooting an object from a state of rest, and hanocha, the object coming to rest. So one would have thought that those are two different things. They're not. they're considered to be one simultaneous action. Because since, again, lemaisa, an item can't come to rest without an akira, and ultimately, again, every akira is going to result in a hanacha, therefore, it's considered to create one continuum. Therefore, listen to what Rabbi Avin says. Therefore, Rabbi Avin says, when you pick up the arrow, you shoot it, it goes through the silk and it comes to rest, that is considered to be a simultaneous act, all one action. So therefore, again, the tearing of the silk is considered to be occurring in the midst, or I should say, during the akira, which by definition is part of the hanacha. So you have the kira hanacha, which are two parts, but are really one. Sandwich in the middle, again, over there, the tearing of the silk. You have simultaneous liability, and therefore will be chai, and therefore, simultaneous liability then triggers kimlei b'derabamine, which means you will only be chayef for Shabbos, you will not be chayef for the silk. Mm-hmm. So the
chiyuv comes later, though. Your chiyuv misa comes when it rests.
No, but that's the whole chap. The whole chap is that akira is sorach hanacha. Therefore, to a certain degree, as soon as you do the akira, right, it's almost as if halachically the hanacha has been done. Obviously, you can't say the hanacha has been done until the halacha has actually been done, but because they are two parts of the virtually the same act, therefore there's simultaneity. Even though you are technically correct, the liability doesn't come until later on. So the Gemara goes weiter. Why don't they say over here also, same thing, if I steal my friend's chalev, so I can't eat without hagba, right? I can't eat without lifting it up. So the act of lifting it up is the beginning of achila. So I should say there's simultaneous liability there also, because that one act of lifting it up represents gneva, represents theft, and also goes ahead and represents the beginning of achila. To which the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, it's not a good comparison. On Shabbos, an item could only come to rest if there was an akira first. Meaning, I will say again that when the item is traveling, the only way it comes to rest is if there was first an akira. There's no such thing as a hanacha without an akira. On the other hand, hacha efshar la'achila below hagba. But I will say in the chilev case, you can have consumption without lifting up the object. How? De'iboi gachin va'achil. Because what could you always do? You could always bend down and go. I gave you that. That was a Purim bonus. My illustration of this. You could bend over and you could go ahead and grab the food like that without actually ever having to do hagbah. Therefore, again, you can't claim that the act of hagbah is by definition the beginning of achila, since achila by definition could occur without hagbah, as opposed to hanacha, which cannot occur without what? Which cannot occur without akira. The inami, hasam, furthermore, there's another distinction. Hasam iboy lahadura lo matzi mehadurla. Furthermore, I will say in the case of the arrow, the reason why we say akira sarach hanacha, because once you let go of that arrow, what can't you do? You can't pull it back. Hacha, and therefore, again, Abba said, that's why I could say that akira is tchilas hanacha. Because once I release that arrow, which essentially is my akira, once I do that, then by definition, again, I have triggered an irreversible process. So it makes sense to link those two bookends as one. However, again, hacha, matzi mahadala. But Abba said, when I pick up the chalev, so it's not like there's some irreversible process that's been initiated. That means I have to eat the chalev. If I choose to put down the chalev, I could choose to put down the chalev. Therefore, again, you don't have that same simultaneity. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ika bein ha'ilish and al-ha'ilish." And I both say, so now we just had two explanations as to why the case in Shabbos is different than the chalev. Remember again, the chalev case is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said that even in the chalev case, you will go ahead and you'll be chayiv twice. You're chayiv once for the act of theft and once for chalev consumption, because there is no simultaneity, because the act of theft is accomplished when I pick up the item, but the prohibition on chalev is not transgressed until when? Until I swallow the chalev. As opposed to the case on Shabbos, when I release the arrow and it travels dalaramas, and in the midst of those dalaramas, it cuts through my friend's silk, I will only be chayiv for chilul Shabbos, not for the tearing of the silk, because there is simultaneous liability. So the Gemara just phrased two different distinctions between the chalev case and the Shabbos case. In the chalev case, The first distinction was that in the chilev case, you can't have the hanacha without the akira, right? Eif shal hanacha without akira. But again, in the achila case, in the chilev case, you could have achila without akira by just bending over to eat it. And number two, in the arrow case, once you've initiated that process, you cannot take it back, as opposed to the chilev case in which you can. So the Gemara and Rabbah say, now both of those lashonos are just illustrating the same distinction between chilev and Shabbos. But the Gemara is intrigued, my ika bein haylishna lahaynishna. Is there some fundamental distinction between this lashon and that lashon? To which the Gemara says, ika beinayhu. The Gemara says, I'll tell you a distinction. Hama'avir sakin birshus harabim, v'karashiro ein b'halichas. Well, so listen to this. Let's say instead of going ahead and shooting an arrow, I'm carrying a knife, and I'm going ahead, I'm holding the knife like this, and I'm walking Dalit Amis in Rishus Harabim. So what's the halacha? Lahach lishna. So what's this? Now the shayla is like this. I'm walking Dalit Amis, and as I'm walking Dalit Amis, what do? I cut right through my friend's silk. So the shayla now is what? Am I chayiv? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Lahach lishna da amrit I efshar lahanacha b'lo akira. So according to the first lashon that said that the novelty of the Shabbos case is that once the akira was initiated, it becomes one simultaneous process with the hanacha. And Rabosai, the chap over here is, therefore, because akira and hanacha are one, therefore anything that occurs between akira and hanacha is one with the akira and the hanacha. See, if you say that once he picked up the item, therefore by definition, the hanacha is as if it's about to occur or as if it has occurred, because there is no akira without hanacha, or there is no hanacha without akira. So hachanami efshal hanacha b'lo akira. So we'll say, I would make that same argument in this case over here, that once he goes ahead and starts walking with the knife, that's an akira. Then by definition, again, we know the next step is going to go ahead and be hanacha. Therefore, again, it's as if those two acts are occurring together, bless you. And therefore, anything that happens in the middle... All right, enough, that's it. Right? Therefore, again, anything that comes up in the middle, by definition, is considered to occur simultaneously with the act of Chil Shabbos, and therefore, I'll be chayif. However, lahach lishna da'amrit lo matzi mehadir lo, but according to the second lashon that said that the novelty by the Shabbos case is that once you release the arrow, you cannot get it back, as opposed to the Chil case, then this case does not resemble that. Why? Because in that respect, this case resembles more the chalev case. Hachi matzah mahadula. See, in this case, when I'm carrying the knife, if I want to go ahead and stop this process from occurring, I absolutely have the ability to do so. Fine. So the Gemara goes weiter. I want to just be clear. What's interesting to note is, if you notice, we haven't really had any machlokes over here, because what everyone's agreeing on is the following idea. There is a concept of kimlein bidurabimine that everyone's agreeing to. Therefore, again, if you do an act, and that act generates two liabilities, one death and one financial, you're only subject to death, but you're not subject to the financial penalty. The truth is, one machlokas we have, however, again, everyone also agrees that that is only true if what? If the two liabilities are generated simultaneously. Everyone will agree that if they're not generated simultaneously, that's why the chilev case is a good case. I steal my friend's chilev and eat it, because the act of theft and the act of consumption don't necessarily, now remember, you can structure a case where they occur at the same time, but they don't have to occur at the same time, therefore I'll be chayiv twice. The only case, by the way, so far where we've seen in machlokis is to whether or not kimlein b'derabamine only applies to misa bidei adam, or does it also apply to kares and misa bidei shamayim. But other than that, the nice part of this sugya is pretty much we're on the same page. So it says the Gemara Gufa. Rabbi Avin said, Azari chetz mitchilas arba lesof arba. If someone threw an arrow, this is just quoting the case we had earlier. If someone throws an arrow from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end of Dalet Amos, meaning one goes ahead and literally shoots an arrow Dalet Amos, v'kara shirain. Vikara Shirain. And he tore silk in the midst of the process. Vikara Shirain Bali Chaso, Potter. And he went ahead and he tore silk in the midst of the trajectory of the arrow. So he's Potter. Sha'akira Tzorech Anochi. So we'll say this is just restating what we said before. Why? Because since Akira, by definition, is the prerequisite of Hanacha, therefore, once the Akira has been initiated, it's as if the Hanacha has begun as well. And therefore, Lemaisa, anything that occurs between Akira and Hanacha is considered to occur at the same time as akira v'hanacha. Therefore, I will be exempt for the tearing of my friend's silk, because instead I'll be chayef echil Shabbos. So Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaye asked the kasha, hagonev kis b'Shabbos chayef. If one goes ahead and steals, I steal my friend's wallet on Shabbos, I am chayev. Rashi says, now, say, now what's the case over here? Look at Rashi. Hagonev kis b'Shabbos, higbil b'rishos habaylim. I lifted up the wallet in my friend's rishos, v'otzio l'rishos harabim. And I went and I took it out to rishos harabim. So I'm chayev b'tashlumin, af api shenerad. So we'll say, in this case, I will be chayev to repay my friend, even though what? I will also be chayev to a death penalty for violating Shabbos, for transferring an item from a private domain to a public domain. Why? What's the logic? Because we'll say this is the same thing as the chaylev case. Because I am liable for geneva, I'm liable for geneva, for theft, even before I violated Shabbos, because Rabbi Yosef says Rashi, when do I violate Geneva? Shari Kvar Nischai beGeneva l'shalim dagba kone bechol makom the kamla b'shul se aflis chay b'onsim. Because Rabbi Yosef, remember, if I'm a thief and I go into my friend's house to steal his wallet, at what point in time do I acquire, quote unquote, acquire his wallet? When I pick it up. Now, I will say, you should know this, actually, when we get to the babas, we'll discuss this, because this is an interestingly contested idea as to whether or not a thief actually acquires an item in the reshus of the owner of the item. But for now, the Gemara is making the assumption that if I'm a thief, I go into my friend's house and I steal his wallet, as soon as I do hagbah, I lift up that wallet, I have acquired that wallet as a thief, which I will say, by the way, which means that Rashi also just pointed this out, that I'm chayiv for onsin, which means that technically speaking, let's say again, there's a flash flood then that destroys everything in the house, including the contents of the wallet. So I can't say, well, you know, technically I never took it off your property. You know, it's your wallet, it's your loss. No. Once I pick it up, I am the thief, and therefore I am responsible. So we'll say I'm chayiv twice in this case. Why? Because like we said before, because the chayiv geneva comes about at the time that I lift it up. But yet, chil Shabbos only occurs when? Only occurs when? When I go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, two different times. No simultaneity. Therefore, I'm chayiv twice. However, on the other hand, now this is an interesting case. Let's say I wasn't carrying the wallet. Instead, I never lifted it up. Instead, I just go ahead and I drag it. So let's say he's got a fanny pack. They're coming back, right? So I go ahead. He's got a fanny pack filled with bills. Nobody wants to wear one of those, even a thief, right? So what happens? I'm carrying it. I'm sorry. I apologize to the fanny pack wearers among us. So what happens? I drag it out. Now here's the interesting case. If I'm dragging it, then there is simultaneous liability. Why? Because remember, if I'm not doing hagbah, if I haven't lifted up the object, then there's mashicha, right? Mashicha. But mashicha only works when what? When you're transferring the item into a different reshus. So therefore, again, I only acquire the object for geneva purposes once it crosses into the reshus harabim. But that's also the same time that that I become chayev for Shabbos. So there is simultaneous liability. So hayam megarev yotze, megarev yotze, potter. In that case, I am exempt from compensating the owner. Why? Shari iser Shabbos v'iser geneva b'ayin ka'echad. Because Rabbi Yosei, in that case, there is simultaneous liability. Because remember, again, the act of dragging Rabbi Yosei is I'm acquiring it by mishicha. You could acquire an item by mishicha by pulling it towards you. But we're going to see now that mashicha only works when you pull it into a different reshus. Therefore, in this case, there is simultaneous liability. Geneva and Chilul Shabbos occur at the same moment that the wallet crosses over the threshold of the house, which is Yachid into Rosh Sarabim, and therefore I am potter for the money because I'm chayiv for a death penalty. Va'amai, but why is that? Hacha nami lema hagba tzorech hotzohi. Right, Rabbi Yosef, why don't I say the following? Why don't we say over here that hagbah is tzarech chotza? Now Rashi's going back. Look at Rashi's. Va'amai ki igbiu b'shus abaylim k'no amai chayiv neima mishas hagbah aschala lahotza. Now also going back to the first case where I lifted up the wallet. So if we say that akira tzarech hanocha, so that means every single time I do an akira, that in essence links me and is the beginning of the hanocha. It's one simultaneous act. Well, if that's the case, then even in the situation where I lift up the wallet, we'll call him at Reuven's house, really, I should say, that the act of Chilul Shabbos and the act of Geneva do in fact what? occur simultaneously, and therefore I should be exempt for financial compensation. To which the Gemara says, no, 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 hacha mayaskinon. What's the case over here? Shegbiu amenas lahatznio, venimlach alav vahotzio. We'll say this is very interesting. What's the case? The case over here is where I lifted it up originally with the thought that I was going to hide it, meaning I'm just an amateur thief, but I figured, you know what, I can't get this out of the house now. Let me hide it somewhere. Reuven's not going to find it, and I'll come back another time to go ahead and claim it. So when I did the Akira was not done with the intent to go ahead and transfer the item into Rishus HaRabim. Rather, it was done to keep the item in Rishus HaYachad. Therefore, again, that's not an Akira, that's Letzorech Hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. And then what happened? I changed my mind. Now, listen, here's the interesting part. Now, when I changed my mind, what happens? So here, interestingly enough, this is a case of an act of Hotzah that does not have a real Akira. Right, because again, remember the Akira that I did was for the purpose of keeping the item within Rishus Hayachid itself. Once I'm holding the object, I change my mind and I decide that I want to take it somewhere else. But Lamaisa, there's been no Akira for the sake of a Hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, again, what the Gemara is suggesting, that's why there will be no simultaneous liability. But one second, are you chayiv at all in such a situation? Meaning, I will say, what the Gemara is asking over here is forget about simultaneous liability. Would you even be chayiv for Otzah in a case like this, where Akira was done with one intention, but Hanacha was done with another intention? After all, we learned, V'ha'am Rav Simon, Am Rabbi Ami, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hamefane Chafatzim, Chafetzim, Izaves, Lizaves. If one is rearranging his furniture on Shabbos, V'nim Loch Aleihem, and then he makes a decision to take them out into Rishus HaRabim, Votzion, and I take it out. So I'm moving my vase from one table to the next table, and I say, you know, I don't even want it. And I take it out with the intention to put it by the curb. Granted, that's not a good case. That's an innocuous case. I decide that I didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos, so I go ahead and I take the vase out to Rosh HaSarabim. What's that halacha? Potter. A potter, why? Shelo haisa akira mishar rishon alakach. Because, well, remember, in order to go ahead and violate Hotzah on Shabbos, you need an akira and hanacha for the same purpose. If the akira was done for a particular purpose, and then once I'm holding the object, I change my mind, and then I go out to Rosh HaSarabim, I don't have an akira. So in that case, again, says the Gemara, you'd be potter for Shabbos altogether. So the Gemara says, Lo teima amanas latznio, ela ima amanas lahotzio. No, no, no. Scratch that. Rather, again, the thief in this case, when he picked up the object, his intention was to take it out through Rishus HaRabim. But one second. So now we're back to square one. If his intention was to take it out through Rishus HaRabim, and if we said before that, what? Akira Tzorech Hanacha, that when you do Akira in an object, so there that makes like the beginning of the Hanacha, and anything that happens in between the Ma'is again is considered to happen simultaneously with Chil Shabbos. If that's the case, then what? That I should be exempt for compensating Reuven for the theft, because the theft and the Chol Shabbos in reality occurred at the same time. Rather, Yemar Hacham Ayaskinon. Sorry, Hacham Ayaskinon. What's the case here? Kisha Amad. So we'll say this is very interesting. So what's the case over here? The case over here is where I picked up the object with the intention to go ahead and steal it, and even with the intention to take it out to Rishus HaRabim. But then I stood still. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Hacham ayaskina kisha amad, va'amidaso hi hanacha la'akira rishona. The Rabbi say, once you stand, once you stop moving, that's tantamount to what? That's tantamount to hanacha. So once you pick an object up, you walk, and then you stop. By definition, that first akira has come to an end. So we'll say, watch this. Now, what's the chaf over? This is great. I mean, it's great for us, not good for this guy. But here, look, listen to this chaf. So what happened? So I pick up the wallet. So I've done an akira. Now, we'll say, in that moment, what happened? I'm chayi for gneva. So I walk, and then I stop. And I will say, once I stop, fine. Once I then start moving again, that's another Akira. And that Akira will ultimately result in what? In the Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. So what do you see over here? It's two separate acts. The first Akira was an Akira for Geneva. Now, both say, now that might not have been his intention at first, but ex post facto, that's what happened. The fact that he stopped walking afterwards, then went ahead and made a Hanacha. Therefore, again, he had an Akira and Hanacha. You don't need a Hanacha, but he had an Akira for the sake of theft. And then there was a second Akira with a Hanacha and Rishus HaRabim that allowed him to violate Shabbos. The Gemara says, well, one second. Amad Lemai. Why did he stop? So I'll say, if he stopped to go ahead and just adjust the load, right, to just adjust whatever he's carrying, then that's orche, that's normal, and that's not called the hanacha. That's not called hanacha. That is meaning stopping to adjust whatever it is that you're carrying is still considered to be like you're moving. However, ela ba'omid lafush, rather it must be what? He's stopping to rest. Stopping to rest for a few moments. And if when you stop to rest, that's considered to be a hanacha. And therefore, the ma'isa, again, you have theft, therefore that has its own akira. And the chil Shabbos, which will then have its own akira, aval lakasef mai. But if you stop just to adjust your load, then what would be the halacha? To which the Gemara says, pater. In such a case like that, you would be pater. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, that you can now make a distinction between two cases of stopping. That if you go out and you lift up the wallet to steal it, and then you stop to just adjust the wallet, so then you will not be, and then you go out into the shram, what will be the halacha? The halacha will be that you'll be pater for the wallet. Why? Because there was one akira, one hanacha, there's simultaneous liability, because the moment you picked up the wallet for Geneva is the moment that the akira of Shabbos and akira tzarech hanacha, simultaneity, therefore will be pater. But if you stop to go ahead and just take a breather, right? Theft can be hard work. You take a breather. So then again, Lemaisa, then you had one akira for the sake of theft. Then there was a hanacha. Then there was a second akira for Shabbos. No simultaneous liability. You'll be chayef twice. If that's the case, says the Gemara, adetani haya yotze, migar v'yotze, potter, niflog v'nisne b'didei. So also now the Gemara says, why did the Braisa set up the Rishon Seifa as it did? Remember, again, there are two cases in the Braisa. Case number one in the Braisa is where he picks up the object. Case number two in the Braisa is where he drags the object. Why don't you forget about that? Why don't you just make two cases in the Braisa where what? In both cases, he's carrying the object and make the following distinction. When is this true? Meaning, when is it true that there's simultaneous liability and you'll be exempt for the theft, but chayef for Shabbos? When you stand still in order to rest, because that's not called the hanacha, avala kasef potter. But if you go ahead and you stop in order to go ahead, I said the wrong thing. When is it true that lamaisa, again, you will not be chayef twice, right? When is it true that you will be chayef twice for the act of theft and the act of Shabbos? That's if you stand still in order to go ahead and rest, because then that first akira, which was the lifting up of the wallet, came to an end, and a second akira occurs afterwards, avala kasef potter. But if you're just stopping in order to adjust your load, then that's still called movement. There's been no hanacha, and therefore you'll be potter because there will be simultaneous liability. Elohamani. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, why not just simplify the brisa? Elohamani. Whose opinion does this reflect? Ben Azahi. The Amr Mahalech Ka'omei Dami. So whose opinion does this reflect? And this is very interesting. The case, the Gemara says, it's like Ben Azai, who says that walking is like standing. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi over here. Mahalech, only Jews could say things like this, right? That walking is like standing. Look at Rashi. Mahalech Ka'omei Dami. This is actually very interesting. The Akiras Kol Pesia, Havya Akira, V'Hanochas HaRegel, Hi Hanocha, Hilchach Kanye Mishas Hagba, V'Chiv Misa B'Psia Basraisa Ka'asilei. So both say, Rabbi Ben Azai says that essentially every single time you step, that's an akira, and every single time your foot comes to rest, that's a hanacha. Now, how, according to Ben Azai, you could ever have, let's say, a violation of Dalai Lama's and Rosh Hasharabim is an interesting discussion, not for today. But the idea says, Ben Azai is of the opinion that Lamai say, anytime you're omate, anytime you stop, there's always an akira and a hanacha. Therefore, according to Ben Azai, you will be chayef twice in this case. Why? Because Lamai say, again, when you lift it up, the wallet, so that was hakbah on the wallet, then you had an akira, hanacha for the wallet, and the truth is, you only violate Shabbos when the last step you take in the Rosh Hashanah is the akira, and the first time you put your foot down in Rosh Hashanah, that's the hanacha. So Ben Azai would say that in that kind of case of omeid lemaisa, you would always be chayef twice. To which the Gemara says, "Azorik mai." But according to Ben Azai, if you were to go out and throw the object, then what would be the halacha? Rashi says, "Higbio v'zarko." There would be the halacha. The Gemara says, "Potter." In that case, again, then you would be potter. Rashi says, "Potter mitashlumin daasi lechiyuv Shabbos aydechiyuv hagbah the su leka akira achrisi." Because they all say, then in that moment, again, everything is occurring simultaneously. In the time when you throw it, if I were to go out and take the object, steal the object, take the wallet, and then throw it out to Rosh Hashanah, then technically speaking, everything is occurring at the same time. And they're there because there's one akira. There's an akira for Shabbos purposes. There's an akira for geneva, a hagbah for geneva. mitzvah purposes, everything there is being accomplished at once, so to speak, akira tzorach hanocha, and therefore I would only be chayiv for the violation of Shabbos. So if that's the case, niflog v'nisne b'didei. So again, why not simplify the braisa? B'medram amurim b'mahalech. When is it true that you will be chayiv both liabilities for theft as well as for stealing? That's when you're actually walking the object out of the house. Aval zorek putter. But if you were to go and throw it out of the house, then lemaisa again, you would be putter again, putter for tashlum, putter for repayment, but you would be chayiv for. But you would be chayiv for chil Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, no. Megarer v'yotze itzrichale. No, we need the case of megarer v'yotze. We need the case ultimately where you are dragging the object. Why? Sakadai t'chamina ein derech hotzabikach. Ein derech hotzabikach. So I might have thought that lemaisa, that's not considered to be the normative way of taking the object out. I would have thought that perhaps I'm supposed to say, you know what, I'm not chayiv in that case at all. You know why? Because who drags fanny pack, right? Who drags a wallet on the ground? Therefore, again, the Gemara says, kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, that's not the case. Kamash malon, that's considered to be a normative act of hotzah. So Gemara says, well, 1 second, let's analyze this. Ubimai, when is it a normative act of hotzah? If it's a large wallet, a large fanny pack, then orchayu. Then, of course, if it's heavy, it would be normal to drag it. And if it's small, that's not the normative way. Ella, what is it? So if it's not big, and if it's not small, it's got to be Ella b'mitziyoy. It's medium, right? It's kind of in the middle. Not too big, not too small. Therefore, lemaisa, it is considered to be, it's not the usual, but it's also not unnormative, non-normative. Non-normative. It's not a non-normative way of going ahead and carrying it. Now, let's further complicate this. Where are you taking it out to? Meaning, again, remember, Bosa says, all the wild case. I'm stealing the wallet. I'm moving it out into another rishus. Where am I taking it? If you're taking it out into the rishus harabim, if I'm dragging it out, then certainly there is a violation of Shabbos. But is there a violation of Gneva? Now, the Gemara says there's no Gneva, why Rabosai? Because the Gemara is making an assumption over here that Meshicha only works when you pull the object into your Rishus. But Meshicha does not work when what? When you pull an object into Rishus Harabim. So if it's Sarabim, then you'll have Isser Shabbos, but you won't have. And also remember, Meshicha means the act of acquiring something by pulling it close to you. It only works, the Gemara says, if you pull it into your own Rishos. So the Gemara says, well, Ian, Ida Afkel Rishos Yachid, if you're pulling it into your Rishos Ayachid, Isser Geneva Ika, then what? There isn't Isser Geneva because you're pulling it into your Rishos, but because also let's say this assumes, let's say I live next door to the person I'm stealing from. So if I pull it into my rishus, then there's an Isser Geneva. However, again, Isser Shabbos Leka. But I will say there's no violation of Shabbos. Why is there no violation of Shabbos? Because going from one rishus yachad to another rishus yachad, now granted that there is an Isser Derabanan in that case, but that's not going to generate the death penalty. Lo tzvicha da afki lezider suram. I will say, what's the case over here? I'm bringing the object from the domain of the owner to Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim. The Rabbi said, Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim means the sides of the Rosh Hasharabim. Now Rashi says over here, Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim, Samoch Lebatim, this is close to the home, Shenos Nela'ala Minabatim, Avonim U'mechshol Nela'archik Tchiko Cha'agalos Me'osun Chivuvei, V'lifnim Karet Rosh Hasharabim. So let's listen to this. So what they would do is, on the sides of the Rosh Hasharabim, they would put like these barriers that would prevent the wagons from coming close to people's personal property. Now, technically speaking, this is what's called Zeir Sarabim is really Rosh Hashayachid. It's really Rosh Hashayachid. But look what the Gemara says. Ukiman, Ik Rabbi Eli Ezra Damar Zeir Sarabim Kir Sarabim Rav Damu. They're both saying that this is machlokis as to what the status of Zeir Sarabim actually is. Rabbi Eli Ezra holds that Zeir Sarabim have the din of Rosh Hashayachid. Have the din of Rosh Hasharabim. If that's the case, Isser Shabbos Ika, Isser Geneva Leka. Then if I drag the wallet into there, I'll violate Shabbos. But again, I'm not going to violate Geneva because Meshicha only works if I pull it into Rosh Hashayachid. Ikir Abonadom, Sidr Shasarabim, Lav Kir Shasarabim Damu. And if it's like the rabbis who say that Sidr Shasarabim is not like Rosh Hasharabim, if that's the case, Isser Geneva Ika, then there'll be it. So I will say, if it's not like Rosh Hasharabim, but it's like Rosh Hashayachid, then again, there will be an Isser Geneva, but Isser Shabbos Leka, but there'll be Dino Isser Shabbos? To which the Gemara said, the Olam Kerabi Elazar Eliezer. Really, it's referring to Rabbi Eliezer. V'chikam Rabbi Eliezer teaches some Kirshus Rabbim Damu. And Rabbi said, when Rabbi Eliezer says that these sides of Kirshus Rabbim, again, Rabbi said, remember, these are the sides of Kirshus Rabbim. When he says it like Kirshus Rabbim, Hani Mili Le'in Chiyuva De Shabbos. That's in terms of Shabbos violation. That if you carry an object from your home into Tzidi Kirshus Rabbim, you are Chayiv for Shabbos violation. Why? Because Rabbi say, why? Because Lemaisa, very often, if the public thoroughfare gets congested, what will happen? Pedestrian traffic will spill into Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. Therefore, again, for Shabbos purposes, it has the status, ultimately, again, of Rishos HaRabim. Rabbi say, now, what's interesting is, even though title-wise, it's really more Rishos HaYachid. But since the Rabbim use it when there is public thoroughfare overcrowding, therefore it's called Rishos HaRabim. However, Avale Inyan Mikna, but for financial purposes, meaning for acquiring items, if you need to transfer an item into a private domain, then this counts as a private domain as well. And therefore, I will say, therefore, again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this case works. If I drag the wallet out, we'll call it from Reuven's house, Reuven's the owner, into Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, so in that case, again, there can be simultaneous liability. Why? Because Lemaisa, again, the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim on one hand can function like a Rishos HaYachid for Mashiach purposes, but like Rishos HaRabim for Shabbos purposes, and therefore, again, there would be simultaneous liability. I'd be chayiv for Shabbos, but exempt from repayment for the wallet. The Gemara says, what's the reason why it works to acquire for financial purposes? Because Rabbi say, although when there is an overflow of pedestrian traffic, people use Rishos HaRabim, but that's not the common usage. So because it's not the common usage, therefore Lemaisa, again, it's considered to be really for financial purposes, a Rishos HaYachid. Ravashi says, Kigon Shet Sireif Yado Lemata Mishlosha V'Kiblo. Rabbi say, Ravashi has another case. Ravashi says that the case over here is where I drag the item out. I drag the item out of Reuven's home, but I can't. So I'm dragging it with my left hand. I keep my right hand within 3 amas. Three tefachim. Thank you. 3 tefachim of the ground, and I pull the item and it lands in my hand. So what does that do? So the Gemara says, Kidirava, do amarava yodo sho adam chashuvalo ke arba al arba. So we'll say, in this case over here, what I'm doing is I'm transferring the item from Reuven's home into my own private rishos. Okay. Ravacha masni hachi, Ravina masni, Ravacha. Rav Acha stated this discussion the way we just had it above. Ravina Masni, the Olam Da'afke L'Rishos HaRabim. Ravina said, no, the case over here is where I'm taking the object out from Reuven's home into Rishos HaRabim. Aye, but that works for Shabbos violation, but it doesn't work by Mashiach. Ubi Rishos HaRabim, Nami Kana, V'tarvai, and in Rishos HaRabim, you could also go ahead and Bikona the object. Rabbi says, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to stop over here. We're going to stop over here for today. I want to just point out, let's just say because I want to share with you just one quick Purim thought before we go into Davin. So just to understand where we're ending off. So we're stopping over here in the midst of this discussion of trying to figure out the case of simultaneity with theft as well as with Chil Shabbos. Because Rabbi said, the issue we're running into over here is there seems to be 2 separate criteria. Because now that we've established this as a case of Mashicha, Mashicha only works how? Mashicha only works if an item is transferred into another Rishos, into a private Rishos, into my Rishos. But if it's transferred into Rishos HaRabim, then what? Then Lemaisa, I'm not Chayef for Gezel. On the other hand, for Chil Shabbos, I'm only chayiv if I transfer into Rishos HaRabim, not into Rishos HaYachid. So the Gemara is scrambling to try to figure out a way in which you can, in fact, have simultaneous liability for both Shabbos as well as for theft. So the Gemara just quoted over here by saying that Ravacha was fine with everything we said until now. Ravina is going to have a different interpretation, and we'll go ahead and we'll look at Ravina's interpretation tomorrow. So let me just end off with an amazing thing. I saw this last night, and I felt compelled to share it with you because absolutely beautiful. So there's a beautiful Medrash in Esther Rabbah. I saw this quoted in a Sefer Shvilei Pinchas. It's one of the Chassidim of the Belzer Rebbe. See, he says something amazing. He says, quotes, Azed derech zuma vor besar makadoshim shem tzadikim lefarish ma shekasuv b'megillah. So he quotes the pasuk from the Megillah. Vayomer hamelach leEsther b'mishtah yain ma she'ila seich v'inasein lach. The king says to Esther, what during the mishtah yain, during the celebration, ma she'ila seich, what do you want? And I'll give it to you. And look what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, Kistam melech b'megillah romeis ala kodesh baruch hu. Every time the Megillah says melech, we know the Medrash says that it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash goes on to say, and in the Megillah, whenever it says Esther, Esther is remez al kineses Yisrael. Esther ultimately, again, refers to Klal Yisrael. B'mishta yayin, says the Medrash, refers to Purim. And then for the Medrash and the Zohar quotes the same exact idea, that on Purim there is an incredible koach hatfilah. The Medrash says, "Vayomer haMelech leEsther b'mishta hayayin." That the King, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, says to us, says to Esther b'mishta hayayin, today on Purim, "Ma she'ilaseich v'inasin lach." Whatever you want, whatever you ask for, I will give you on this day. That's the koach of Purim, says the Medrash. And Rabbosai, it's so important because often when we daven, we don't really give it a lot of thought. Whatever it is, we're already half of us are already at work already while we're still in the middle of davening. So it's hard. It's part of the nature of davening. But I will say, but today understand that there's an incredible koach hatfila. Incredible. Make sure today that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you want. Make sure today you daven not just for yourselves and for your family, but you daven for Klal Yisrael. Make sure today the Melech is asking us, the Melech is telling us, we're Esther. Melech is telling us, Masha Ilaseich, just tell me what you want, and some way, somehow, V'inasein Lach, and I will give it to you. I will say, you know, there are some things in life that you're crazy not to take advantage of, and that you're crazy not to try, because what's the word, right? Even if you're a little cynical, which some of us are, right? At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going ahead and saying that here you have a golden opportunity to reach out to me, so make sure today you daven, make sure today you don't miss a tefillah b'tzibur, make sure today that even Mariv, because Mariv sometimes gets a little bit lost in the fold over here, make sure that you daven Mariv b'kavana, make sure you daven Mincha b'kavana, even if you have to go to work today, you have to leave a little bit early from davening, make sure that whatever you are here for, you give it 100%, you daven with a leif shalim. And we should all be zocheh that on this day that the Melech says to us, Ma she'ilaseich v'inasein lach, let us hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillos as yechidim, answers our tefillos as individuals, and halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillos as an am, and we should be zocheh not to a salvation of Purim, but we should be zocheh mirat Hashem to a full geula, geula shlema, with the Melech HaMashiach, b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Amen.